Last time, we discussed the sudden and surprising death of E3, the notorious video game trade convention. It was booking record attendance and filling 1 million square feet of LA's convention center, but the major exhibitors balked at the high cost, so last week, E3 as we know it, fell on its own sword. Reading of E3's demise put me in a nostalgic mood. It reminded me of the VSDA, the Video Software Dealers of America, back in the mid-1980s, when home video became the fastest-growing industry in history. It was a time when VHS finally trumped Betamax as the industry standard, and home video stores sprouted like weeds across America. It was a time when Jane Fonda shipped 17 million workout videos in 12 months. I don't know how much weight her audience shed jumping around in their living rooms, but that's 3,400 tons of VHS tapes for one program, and she went on to make 23 more. Sure, Ted Turner has a really big ranch, but there could be an entire county somewhere in South Florida built on Jane Fonda videocassette landfill. My first VSDA convention was in 1985. I was a kid. We were all kids. Even the cigar-chomping studio suits and porn impresarios were kids. Kids in a candy store, where the cash register drawer faced outward and the shelves never ran out of stuff to cram in your pockets. 1985 was a watershed moment in the home video industry. Among other things, it was the first year adult video represented less than 50% of the overall marketplace. On the studio side, that's all anyone talked about the entire week. We're bigger than porn! At the time, that was quite a milestone. Of course, the executives, with their newly swollen expense accounts, couldn't spend it fast enough. In many respects, it was just like E3 in 1998, just older and fatter. Wall-to-wall parties, a flotilla of limos, mountains of shrimp and magnums of French champagne at hotel prices. Believe me, these guys were inspired by the original Miami Vice in more ways than just fashion. By 1985, the studios began pulling in ungodly amounts of money. Video cassettes allowed consumers to control their movie viewing experience in a way never before possible. It was the birth of entertainment on demand, and everyone, from the consumers to the middlemen to the studios, were in a state of exhilaration, and VSDA was their party. By 1987, home video revenue would eclipse theatrical motion pictures, and the world would never be the same. 10 years later, VSDA was a handful of vendors selling point-of-purchase displays for Raisinets and microwave popcorn. The attendees were mostly mom-and-pop video store owners who wandered in from the casinos looking desperate and bewildered. Keep in mind, at that time, home video was bigger than ever, $15 billion and growing. But marketing executives ran the business now, with lawyers and accountants. And Blockbuster dominated the retail side, so there was really no need for an annual get-together. By 1996, VSDA was a sad gathering of the walking dead. But E3 was just getting started. For the next 10 years, E3 was the embodiment of the video game industry and its robust health. But this month, the big players finally realize the money they cycle in and out of this ecosystem is a limited resource. The food chain is vulnerable from every angle, and there are threats all the way down to the plankton level. And if you're a whale like Sony or Electronic Arts, you always need to think of survival at a plankton level. When you have a huge appetite, all of those one-celled animals, like $1 bills, really do add up. And when you're counting plankton, $10 million convention extravaganzas are the first thing to go. And there it is. Rest in peace, Electronic Entertainment Expo. We'll remember you fondly. Next time, we'll take one more look at the life cycle of a trade show, but this time from the perspective of a molecular biologist. Won't that be fun? Until then, this is Don DiPietro for Ken Radio.